talking about oats. What do you say that you did to the oats in order to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrashed it.
These are, the next few items are mostly grammatical items. Just interested in whatever your natural response would be. Okay. Say, if we have to do a job together, you would say that not just one of us has to do it, but...
both of us.
Or say, if again, the two of us have to do something together, and you were telling, well, you were telling me about it, just using pronouns, no names, you just say that, and have to do this.
He and I have to go to town.
Or if you're talking to me specifically, you'd say
that... you and I. You have to speak two dialects if you've received a college education.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to survive. Mm-hmm. And I adjust my language accordingly. I can say you and me just as easily as I can say you and I. Mm-hmm. And,
me and him? You ever say that?
Very so. That'd grate too much on my ear.
Right.
You know, I may do it deliberately sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, say if you were identifying yourself, again, without using your name,
mm-hmm.
you knew the person would recognize your voice. You might say something like, oh, open the door, it's just...
I it could be either me or I, either...
What comes most natural?
It's just me.
I'm saying, way personally, I can't bring myself to say it's I.
Tis I. So, my love, tis I. We are beyond the window waits.
Sounds a little bit stilted.
Yeah.
Or say, comparing how tall you are, say for example, you might say something like, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or the other way around, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as
he. I could say him, it's just, you know, it'd be a flip-flop.
It's interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Or, say, comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I.
Say, if a man had been running for 2 miles, and at the end of the second mile, he just had to stop, you would say that 2 miles is the...
limit?
Any other way of putting that? Perhaps 2 miles is that he could go.
Distance. He's blown at the end of 2 miles.
Okay. What about some possessives? Say, if something belongs to me, I say that's
mine.
Or if it belongs to both of us together, we say that's
it is ours.
Or if it belongs to him, that's
his.
If it belongs to her, that's
hers. Yours.
Belongs to them. It's
theirs.
Say if some people have been to see you, and
if you want to find where my grammatical hang up is on pronouns, it is following the verb or the adverb shall. The shall and will.
You want to expand on that?
I forget the normal order changes.
You talk about the old traditional thing about if you use first person, it should be shall.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, second, third person, will.
Mm-hmm.
I shall go.
I shall return.
He will go.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Is that you say you get hung up on that? Or?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to remember. There's some rule about that the normal... or is that the one? I thought that was it. Because you're being emphatic with the shall, that rather than using the him, you use the he.
Mm. Him and he, I don't exactly
know. I don't know. Maybe I'm... long time since ninth grade English.
My kids forget a pleasant experience.
Yes.